This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nice to have you along. We're out here at Alinea. As you probably heard in that open, the stadium sports bar and grill where all the games are on. And Drake, my 11-seeded Drake
Bulldogs, right?
Bulldogs.
I believe they are the Bulldogs.
Lead the hated Missouri Tigers 22-16.
This was kind of one of those sexy little upsets that people liked about going into the tournament. Drake plays the slowest pace and also one of the most experienced teams in the tournament.
Yeah, the coach at Drake took his whole brought his whole team over from I don't know where he was.
It was a Division II school.
Yeah, and he brought them all over.
They're all four of his starters are Division II kids, and then another guy that didn't really play at St. Mary's, I believe, is their starting five. And yet here they are. And by the way, the research department told me that that 2003 Texas team that was led by T.J. Ford. And they lost.
They went to the Final Four.
They went to the Final Four, and they lost to Carmelo Anthony and the Syracuse Orangemen, who went on to win.
They beat Kansas.
They beat Kansas in the national championship.
Texas was in that Final Four.
Texas was in that Final Four. I do not remember them making it, but yeah, T.J. Ford led the squad.
Okay, T.J. Ford.
That was a long time ago.
Kansas is getting blown out. I'm going home.
What is it now? What are they down? Six?
They're down seven.
Oh, no.
That's an eternity for... I mean, that's a... They can't overcome this. Look at Jake over there just prepared to slap that Arkansas winning ticket right in my face.
I will say that Bill Self, his face may explode.
He's not happy.
He's very animated right
not
now.
Not happy. We've also got Tennessee leading Wofford by 16. So the two seed should win there. And then the other game that's going on is A&M is leading Yale at half by 11. Okay, so don't hold your breath for college betting in Oregon. I know a lot of people want that.
Yeah.
Because we have DraftKings, but you can't bet college sports.
No.
Which is why you come up here.
Well, it's weird because in Washington, we don't have DraftKings, but you can bet at the casinos. But you can't bet on college Washington teams. You can come up here and bet on every game but Gonzaga. You could not place a bet here on any game that Gonzaga is involved with or Washington or Washington State. But we don't have online gambling like you do in Portland. So it's like it's a weird hodgepodge between the two states.
Yeah, I wish you could just – I mean, come on, man.
I know. You would think at this point you just kind of get on board.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Well, here's what we're doing.
Not allowing college gambling in Oregon.
Well, they're not. And I think a lot of people were thinking that maybe that once they introduced – sports gambling in Oregon, college wouldn't be far behind.
Yeah.
But that is not the case, it sounds like, because what is happening, and more is coming out, that there are at least seven Division I teams that have been implicated in unusual betting activity.
Yes.
And this is exactly why the politicians in Oregon did not want betting on college in Oregon.
Yeah.
Somebody just won a blackjack hand, picked up a nice, cool $50.
They're fired up with that one.
They're fired up, high-fiving over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just, this is what it is that, you know, as March Madness kicks off here, and it's one of the biggest bet sporting events in all of sports, corruption has run rampant.
Well, but at the same
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
It has not run rampant. But there are enough instances of corruption in college betting
sure.
that it's going to keep lawmakers who don't pay attention to anything, they just read these headlines, yeah. it's going to keep them from allowing sports betting in Oregon.
The two things I say to that is, one, if you think that not allowing legalized gambling prevents gambling from going on in your state, you're silly. I think there's now, like, what, 37, 38 states that have legalized gambling? New Jersey and New York being, like, the two biggest. Did we really think that New Jersey and New York didn't have sports gambling before it became legal? At least by having entities like DraftKings or who's ever doing it, right? Barstool or whatever MGM, whatever book is running your state. Like in Portland, we farm ours out to DraftKings. It used to be the Oregon Lottery, and they were like, nope, farm it out to DraftKings, and they do it. At least by having regulations like this and having oversight, almost all of these are getting caught. It is almost, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it is much harder nowadays if you're a player, if you're a gambler, to run any sort of shady scheme on a college game. It just is, because they pick up abnormalities. I mean, you look at whether it was the Iowa players, LSU got into this, Alabama baseball, these have all been caught. And so you can make the argument of, oh yeah, we've had seven of these, how many more haven't been caught? I would make the argument that most of these have been caught, because if you're talking about betting large amounts on weird games. We've even seen it in the NBA, right? Where a couple players have been implicated because they had abnormalities in their individual prop bets. This is no longer just some guy in Vegas sitting around running the book. This is all run by computers and algorithms. So this idea that you're keeping anyone safe by not allowing college gambling, I think that is such a narrow-minded and quite frankly, a silly, antiquated notion. But as you said, you can point, as a lawmaker, you can point to the handful of stories that are out there and point at that and use it as an excuse to not legalize it, because you're protecting, I don't know, the amateurism of college sports, which we all know is a foolish enterprise anyways, because it's no longer amateur. Every one of these kids is getting paid.
So Eastern Michigan, Mississippi Valley State, University of New Orleans, and North Carolina A&T have all had games flagged this season.
Yes.
There is a Temple is under major investigation. This is from the feds, by the way, yes. Not just the NCAA. One former Temple player under investigation, transferred to Virginia Tech, but he was removed from the team without ever appearing in a game. Meanwhile, New Orleans and North Carolina A&T have both suspended players for what the schools have described as violation of team rules.
Yeah. So look, if you're playing, especially at a small school or whatever, and or even a major school, right? Let's say you're you know, Oregon legalizes college gambling, and all of a sudden, you know, Nate Biddle, who by the way is arguably Oregon's best player, all of a sudden Nate Biddle, who normally has, let's say, $100,000 on prop bets on a game he's playing in, all of a sudden there's $300,000 in prop bets. Guess what? They're going to look into that. Those things are going to get flagged. Like, it's really hard to get by nowadays with all of the systems and checks that are in place. So I just don't get the fear-mongering here. I think it's just people burying their head in the sand and wanting to believe that they're keeping some form of purity in the sport, and I don't buy it. I think by taking it offshore or taking it into backroom bookies, I think that's how you get the shady stuff that goes on.
You also have Fresno State and Loyola, Maryland. They've suspended or removed players because of separate gambling allegations.
Yeah.
Those aren't related to the government probe that's going on.
Yeah, those are just different.
Yeah, I agree with you, but unfortunately, I don't know how you convince lawmakers of what you're saying.
No, but it's just weird that that's where they draw the line. We can gamble on anything but college. So what's the difference between gambling on a college basketball game versus an NBA game? Amateurism versus professional. But in the vast majority of games that anyone's betting on in college, they are now basically professional athletes. Is there a member of the Oregon Duck basketball team that isn't getting paid? So that line is just getting blurrier and blurrier.
Yeah, the other thing that's happened is the NCAA has said that there are now four states,
yeah,
I think, that restrict prop bets on college athletes.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we're not doing it.
They're not doing props.
Yes, because that allows an individual player to easily manipulate something.
Well, if you're holding your breath for sports betting in Oregon,
probably not coming anytime soon.
Good luck getting down. I'd like to see you down there lobbying the Oregon legislature with what you just said. Well, see how that goes
well,
over.
I would just love to have an honest conversation. And by the way, not a politically charged conversation and not trying to score points. An honest conversation. I would love to sit down with someone that wants to make a strong case of why this is a good idea or why the, I don't know, the absence of college gambling somehow protects somehow protects these athletes. Because here's the other one, too. If I did want to be involved in college gambling in Oregon, I can just go to a state that allows it, like the state that I'm in right now.
Yeah, but you won't.
So the idea that we can't allow college gambling because you don't want someone monkeying with games at the University of Oregon or UP or Corvallis, right? What would stop me if I am a guy, a player, or a, I don't know, like I'm some sort of shady figure that's trying to influence a player? Why couldn't I drive 2 hours up to a place like this, or do it from an out-of-state sort of situation? Let's say you got a kid on a basketball team that's playing in the state of Oregon, and he's from California. What would stop me, as someone from his hometown of Oakland, from just doing it from my couch in California? This idea that by putting some sort of rule in place that you can't gamble on in Oregon, what is that protecting? It's just stopping you from doing it in the state of Oregon.
Just costing you revenue.
Exactly. It just doesn't make any sense. And again, I would make the strong argument to anyone that by actually allowing it to happen, it can be regulated, it can be monitored, and it can be better tracked in your own state than having to rely on the federal government or an outside entity to keep an eye on it. Because trust me, there is no one that takes the security of games more seriously than the book. No one. If you're run by DraftKings, if you're run by MGM, no one cares more about the integrity of the games and making sure that that's on the up and up than those books.
Yeah, they got to have it. Otherwise, they can't. I mean,
exactly.
They don't have access to the games.
They get one or two really bad scandals that slip through their cracks.
They got to watch
and
it.
And that business is gone.
They got to watch people like Jake spike betting over there.
How's your Jayhawks
doing? Not good. They're getting smoked. It's not even close. They're down by 8. What the hell?
Not certain that's getting smoked, but
they suck.
Hey, Drake's up by 10 on Missouri. Does that make you feel better?
Yes, actually,
right.
It does.
There you go.
All right, let's March Madness this bitch up. Coming up next, here's Buck.